Welcome back to Making a Living. I'm your host and your career coach here, helping you learn something new. That's right, even about your career over the holidays. Welcome to the special holiday edition of Making a Living. I'm Maggie Missel, your career coach, right here on Martha Stewart Living Radio, Sirius 112 and XM 157. And, you know, this time of year, people think, maybe I don't need to worry about my career. You know, I've got too much else to focus on. Well, that could be a missed opportunity. Now is the chance for you to network, to get some great new career opportunities in the new year, maybe work the office holiday party if you're having one. And even if your company isn't, your employer isn't having a holiday party, it's a chance for you to get out and network with people and expand your connections, because that's where your next great job opportunity might just come from. So to help take advantage of this time of the year and to help us answer all these difficult holiday questions, like should I buy the boss a gift? I want to welcome Judith Bowman to Making a Living. Hello, Judith.
Yes, hello, Maggie. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being here.
Great. Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Now, Judith, you have a great book title to your new book just out called Don't Take the Last Donut.
You know, it's one of those interesting titles that my publisher came up with, but it's a complete misnomer, if you will. It's not about negative anything. It's all about positive reinforcement.
Well, you know what's great too about the title, I'll tell you, because I've been telling everybody that you're going to be on the show here on Making a Living, and they're like, "Oh, wow! I always take the last donut, so that's wrong." You have to answer it now that I asked the question, too, because it's begging the question. Is it wrong?
the last of anything. It's just really crazy.
You just don't want to be that person is what I'm hearing.
To someone else, right. And then people will tell me they'll actually, you know, cut the last donut in half and then half again. Because, you know, there's something about that last piece. It's just sort of ingrained in most of us just not to do it. You don't do it.
Apparently not the people I'm hanging around with. We end up fighting over that last donut. Well, Judith, we're here to talk about so much, so I want to jump right in.
Yeah.
A lot of folks, you know, first off, for the ones that are having a holiday party, you know, yes, they're happy they're having one. It is a difficult, you know, economy, but still people dread attending these kinds of events. So what thoughts do you have for people who are not looking forward to having to network this holiday season?
Yes, it is common to dread the office holiday party. In fact, the holidays in general, but the office holiday party really presents a huge and terrific opportunity for you to be seen, to be noticed in all the most positive ways. And you should really take advantage of that. So, of course, we're going to suggest things like don't drink, dress appropriately. You know, stilettos and cleavage for women would be, of course, a no-no. And take the opportunity to really go up to individuals who you might just hear of by name or see occasionally in the hall. Introduce yourself and let them know what department you're in. Take this opportunity, again, to thank them for letting you be a part of their team and that you welcome the many challenges, perhaps, that this year has brought, and you appreciate the opportunity to contribute, etc. But it's really a great, great opportunity that you should really seize and not dread.
And I think that's the point. You don't have to do any of this, right? And I'll tell you, as a career coach, it's not like you have to ever do anything, but it could be a missed opportunity if you don't take advantage of it. Well, Judith, we have some calls coming in for you here on Making a Living. Let's go to Stanton calling in from Texas. Welcome, Stanton.
Thank you. It's my first year at a large corporation, and I'm a manager. At least I am in acting, even though they won't give me the raise. And I'm wondering, do I do anything for the holidays? I don't know what holidays, if any, everyone celebrates, or do I ignore it completely, or what do I do?
Well, you're new and you're not sure of the company culture. It's always a lovely gesture. I know for myself, too, when I've worked for people through the years in large and small companies, when the managers have taken us out to lunch, for example. That's something that you don't have to select a gift for or give so-and-so a manicure or whatever. You know, it's just a really nice thing to do. And in the spirit of team spirit, particularly as a manager, you might put that in your, under your cap for a suggestion.
Great idea, Judith. What do you think, Stan? You going to take everybody out to lunch?
It sounds good, but my team is spread out all over the country.
Oh, we got a virtual team.
Oh, okay.
What do you think, Judith? That's an interesting, and that's more and more. We've got even people working from home these days. Do you what do you suggest?
That is. You know, it's really not necessary to gift your staff. I mean, truly it's not. If anything, they would be gifting you. I think, you know, something personal notes are always appreciated, never wrong. You know, for those that are right in your proximity, going into their office or making a point of making a phone call, versus a fax or an email, but really personally going out of your way to shake their hands, if you will, in one form or another, and introduce yourself, you know, thank them for welcoming you so warmly and that you're looking forward to working together with them. You know, you don't have to gift anything per se. It's really the gesture and the opportunity, again, to acknowledge people and for you, particularly new, to be seen in a really positive light and to have your employees say, wow, that Jim, you know, I'm sorry, your name?
Stan.
Glenn, thank you. It's just so lovely. He made the effort to call me, and he came into my office, and he shook my hand. And people are so really, I think, impressed and moved by that gesture alone.
That's a great point, Judith. And Stan, you know, I think making, you know, caring enough about people to even, you know, say happy holidays or thanks so much for your work, and I'm excited to work with you in the new year and continue the success we've had, I think would really go a long way.
Absolutely.
I definitely agree. It's a great idea. I hadn't even thought about just bypassing the holiday and just doing a thank you for a year's worth of work.
That's great advice. Yes. Let us know how it goes, Dan. Try it out.
Yes, there you go.
I will definitely do that. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call.
Good luck. All the best. Congratulations, too.
So, Judith, you know, so this idea with virtual holiday greetings, right? So,
yeah.
So it's very easy these days. You know, there's lots of different systems set up where you can very easily send a mass email, which is kind of like a mass mailing. Same idea with snail mail. I mean, is it better, though? Do you think that, you know, sending something through the mail is more appreciated still? Or you know, with going green, it's more appreciated if you use the electronic version? What are your thoughts? What's the better etiquette?
Yes, there's so much talk about this these days, and more people are doing it. It is efficient. It is green, if you will, and it's not wrong, particularly if that's your company's culture. And that's a really important point, because if your company is a traditional bank or financial services firm or whatever, it's not that that's wrong. It's still okay, except that we are very strong in maintaining that there is really nothing that will ever quite replace the personal touch.
Yeah, this is one time when it does make sense to make things personal. I couldn't agree more. And if you're just tuning in, I'm Maggie Mistel, host and career coach right here on Martha Stewart Living Radio. This is your chance to learn about holiday office etiquette during the holidays. Judith Bowman is here. She is the president and founder of Judith Bowman Enterprises. And Judith provides training and seminars on etiquette to Fortune 500 companies. So you can get her advice right here live on Martha Stewart Living Radio at 866-675-6675. I invite you to call in and talk about your situation. You know, what questions are you struggling with? Are you not sure if you should get the boss a gift? What about your coworkers? What about clients? And I think, Judith, that's a good question. That, you know, in this economy, things haven't been, you know, great for a lot of people. It's not like they have a lot of extra money in the budget, if any.
Right.
You know, what do you do for your clients this time of year? Do you, you know, what's some of the best, most economically friendly, yet still positive on the etiquette side of gifts that you think would work?
Mm-hmm. Well, the point that you just raised, Maggie, is huge, because I know that a lot of people have been asking me, well, I haven't been doing business with these regular companies because of the economy, and I don't technically owe them a gift. So what shall I do? Well, to me, the answer is, of course, the opportunity that the holiday season presents is to say thank you in the ways that matter to those who have supported you and your services, et cetera, through the year. So we're still suggesting that you remember them, certainly in the form of a card, at the very least. And, you know, you can make something. You can compose a poem or send a picture and frame it, that type of thing.
Actually, that was one of my questions, because I didn't know. I mean, homemade gifts, you know, we're on Martha Stewart Living Radio. It's very popular, and they're actually done very well, very meticulously, with a lot of class. Mm-hmm. I mean, is a homemade gift, you know, whether it's a card or something that you baked or made, is that just as, etiquette-friendly as something that you buy?
Well, it's really assuming that you have a strong relationship, because it's coming from you, and as opposed to some, you know, gifting a corporate gift basket or something from a China store or whatever, a silver something.
So you want to save the more personalized gifts for your closest contacts, people that you really do know that well.
Yes, absolutely. But that said, you know, I'd like to really mention that sending the card, the holiday card, and we need to be careful about Christmas and Hanukkah and politically correct things too, but sending the card and probably one of the biggest faux pas that I experience is having people send a card with maybe the company name engraved or embossed on it, and they just sign their name. And to do that to me is sort of like, why bother?
Really? So you think that's not even worth the effort?
Not even.
It doesn't show a gesture that you're sending a card?
No thought.
And it is a handwritten signature, not the, you know, the ones that look like they're handwritten but are really printed.
And that's even worse. Right?
It is, because you didn't take the time to write a note, or what's the issue there?
Exactly. Well, I think that with I get cards from political people and, you know, who I don't know well, but who I know, and so they'll sort of stamp it, right? You can tell that they're real. But I think they're exceptions. We're, again, strong, very strong, on suggesting that people write a message, just something, even a line or two, rather than just send the perfunctory card with the company name, logo, whatever, and your name. That's just, again, the perception, you've gone through the motions. It's you've finished.
So going through the motions is worse than doing nothing at all.
Well, I do. I think it's
good point.
It's insulting. I do. It's like, okay, they got me checked off their list, and that's it. And I feel like the thought, which is where we're going here, and the opportunity to reconnect and reestablish yourself, the relationship, the brand, has been lost. So once again, cards, the holiday season, present a huge opportunity for you, for all of us, to stand apart and let people know how special they are to you, how much you appreciate their support, etc.
It's a great point. And I'd love to hear from our listeners as well. You know, if you get that card that just has the, you know, handwritten signature, to use that just going through the motions, and it really doesn't mean anything. The number is 866-675-6675. What are your thoughts when you get that kind of card? Or have you sent that kind of card in the past? Again, 866-675-6675 is the number, the career hotline right now in this special edition of Making a Living, giving you a chance to ask those holiday etiquette questions with Judith Bowman. She's been quoted in Forbes, U.S. News and World Report, Business Week, CNN, Self Magazine. You really got the expert right here. And Judith can definitely help you with the questions that you have about gift giving, how to navigate and leverage this great opportunity that the holidays represent. Again, that number, 866-675-6675. Judith, you know, that this idea of thank yous, I want to just hit on it for one, you know, on another point, because we do get gifts this time of year, which is really nice. Our coworkers might give us a gift. Our boss might give us a gift. Clients might even give us a gift. Do you send a thank you there as well, or handwrite a thank you? Is that the right thing to do? I guess it always is, but does it matter if you don't do it?
Thank you notes, of course, are never wrong, and sending a thank you for a gift, which is a thank you gift, so a thank you for a thank you, is really not necessary unless, of course, you want to do it. And then again, it might be for something just really exceptional.
So whatever you're doing, don't go through the motions, because even if you give a thank you card because you're feeling obligated, that's still going to come across. Always do what you really feel authentically thankful for. Really follow your heart.
Exactly. And it's so important to really personalize the card. I mean, to get perfunctory thank you cards with the generic sayings are just, you know, ridiculous. And we're suggesting, too, to avoid the pre-written cards. But writing something yourself, remember the nuances. Black ink is for professional, blue ink and documents. Blue ink is for social correspondence. But with the holiday season, use the reds, use the golds.
Really? Use the reds and the golds, huh?
Oh, it's if it complements the card, it's a fun thing to do. You're sort of in the spirit, you know?
And can you repeat that? When do I use blue and when do I use black ink?
That's okay. Black, I know, I love this nuance. Black is strictly for professional correspondence. It's for when you're signing documents, legalese things. And blue is warmth. It's blue exudes the warmth, and it's more for social correspondence. And we're also suggesting a fine point felt tip pen, because ballpoints tend to skip, and you want the confidence and steadiness, authority, if you will, that starts from the very first handshake to continue up through and until the meetings, the this or that, and the notes and your signature.
Lots of great details that you're sharing with us, Judith, on etiquette. And you can learn more. The number is 866-675-6675. That relates to your situation. Let's go to Sandy calling in from North Carolina. Welcome, Sandy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Happy holidays.
Thanks to you. You too as well. Thank you. Quick question. I think it's a great idea. My husband's boss this year, in lieu of cards, has donated to a food bank. My question is, do we look, I don't know what the word would be, but should we still be sending him a card? I have my little granddaughter in the back seat. Sorry, she's crying.
No, that's okay.
Do we still send him a card? Will he take it as an insult that we should have donated to a food bank? Or I don't know if we should still send him a card if he's not sending them for that purpose.
So you've received a gift that's a donation. You're saying, what do you give back?
Oh, actually, what we got was an email company-wide stating there would be no card, instead that his cards, the money for cards went to the food bank. And
oh, so now you're saying, what do I do back? Good question. What do you think, Judith?
Right, I just don't want to insult him by sending him a card.
Right.
Possible enough to give to a food bank.
Right. You know, so they specifically said in the email, don't send something back.
No. He just said that in lieu of cards himself this year, he was donating the money he would have spent on corporate cards.
Oh, I see. Right. Yes. Okay.
But happy holidays to all of us, that kind of thing.
Right. Well, you know, again, I respect anyone doing that, and it's easy,
true.
And it's also a lovely gesture. But I would definitely do something back. I mean, I just would. I think it's a courtesy. You've been remembered.
Sure.
You'd like to remember.
And you don't necessarily have to match the gift back, to Sandy's point. She doesn't have to necessarily donate to a food bank herself. She can really just write a handwritten thank you very much. Happy holidays to you and your family, too.
Exactly. The card is so important. It really is.
It's not going to look like I'm kind of going against what he's trying to do, which is not give to a food bank by just sending a regular card. That's okay. Just send
No, you don't need to match and one up or, you know, no, none of that. Just gracious and acknowledging, and your card, I think, is fine. It's lovely.
Maybe I could mention in the card that was a great idea with what he did.
Oh, that always helps. Be specific. Yeah, that's a great idea, Sandy.
Always personalize the card, yes, and mention that. Definitely, yes.
Thanks for the call. Great question, Sandy. Well, we appreciate it.
Sandy,
And let's go to Lee calling in from Portland to wrap up our section here on etiquette. What do you think, Lee? What's your question?
Hi. I have been unemployed for like almost 2 years since moving here. And I just made all my handmade holiday cards. And I don't really know how to address them, because you were saying write more than just your signature or whatever. And I want to use it as a venue to like reconnect with some of my old colleagues and stuff. But give a little more personal information without being, I don't know what to write. I don't know if you have any advice for.
Yeah, what do you think, Judith, for someone who's, I mean, I still think, Lee, you can make it about the people you're writing to as well. You don't always have to, you know, go through your story and be like, oh, I'm still unemployed, and if you can help me get a job in the new year. I mean, you don't have to go that route. But what do you think, Judith?
Yes, you know, do you have a lot of these cards, Lee? I mean, are there a lot of people?
I'd say about 10, 12, for like those in the rest are all family.
Okay, so you can write 10 or 12 handwritten.
Exactly, because I was going to say if you had, you know, if there were hundreds on your list or whatever.
No.
You might, but even then, you know, I'm going to suggest that you make it personal, and definitely. But it's again, for you especially, this is such a great opportunity, and you don't have to say, I'm still unemployed. Just get your name out in front of them. And let them know that you're there and that you're thinking of them, and you know you're wishing them well wishes for the holiday season, for the new year, and make it really about them. But actually you're saying, I'm here, remember me. And it's always nice to call the rule, call, write, call. Call for, say, you know, I was just writing you a card, and I thought I would take the opportunity to touch base and extend warm holiday greetings, and how are you? So see if you can get that opportunity to make the telephone call first, and then send the card, and then follow up if you find from the original conversation, and, you know, if your vibes are good, you know, to follow up. And you never know, it will come up in conversation that you're not working, but that's not why you're calling. You're calling because you were just writing there Christmas, excuse me, their holiday card.
Right, and then to Judah's point, you get on their, Lee, you get on their radar, and then opportunities are opening up. I know it's a slow progression back, but you're going to get on people's radar, and that's only going to help you in the new year career-wise. Thanks so much for the call.
Thank you guys so much.
Yes, good. All the best, yes.
Judah, thank you so much for being here, answering lots of great questions, letting us know to make it personal at the holidays. I want to let people know they can find out more about you at protocolconsultants.com. Thank you very much, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you so much, Maggie. It was my pleasure, and happy holidays right back to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Maggie.
I'm Maggie Mistel with a bit more to come here on this special holiday edition of Making a Living. If you have any career questions, now's the time to call in at 866-675-6675 right here on Martha Stewart Living Radio, Sirius 112 and XM 157. And this will be